what you can basically tell you is that it is true that our task team of security, together with the financial intelligence unit, this evening, the arrest of one of the last, Nicholas Opiyo, who is a subject of investigation, actually in an alleged money laundering and actually fraud scheme and other related malicious acts. So the task team has lines of inquiry that they are actually investigating. They are also looking at the actions of the funds and how the proceeds, and also how the proceeds have been dispatching these proceeds. So it is basically that, and we want to give opportunity to this joint task team to carry out its work, and then we shall be coming up with a detailed update in due course. So it was just something as simple as that. He's in the custody of the police, and the investigations were actually progressing well. So I don't see any big problem that is arising out of that, because we are working within our mandate to carry out the investigations, especially where there are complaints, where there are allegations, regardless of whether you're a human rights activist, a lawyer, or any ordinary human being. So
who gave the orders for the police to make this arrest? I'm saying this because the opposition is saying that this is part of a plan by the government to intimidate the opposition.
There is not anything like that. What I've indicated to you is that once we established that there were some transactions and actually investments that were suspect, then we really had to come out. We are jointly coordinating investigation with the financial intelligence unit. There is nothing about it. So he has to come out and explain to us and clear his name. We managed to inform the lawyers that he's in the custody of the Special Investigations Division. So it's a matter of them coming out clean, explaining themselves. So it is not anything political, but the fact remains that their claims of money laundering, wire fraud, and these are matters that attract investigations. It's not anything political. Fact remains that he's been receiving funds under suspicious arrangements, and that caused for this investigation. So let it remain like that. The opposition can also prove their claim, but we believe that what we are doing remains for the suspect to bring out information to help us prove his claims, as simple as that.